I do this now. Catching the defenders again.
The one Argentine footballer. The end of the Falklands War meant even more than it did to his compatriots. Ozzy Ardiles had been playing for Tottenham Hotspur when war broke out.
Ceasefire in the Falklands.
The ceasefire meant the end of a conflict that had torn his loyalties in two.
It was the blackest time of my life. Because the country where I was born and I love Argentina were fighting the country that where I was received like a son, and I was, and it was the country I love. England is the country that I love as well.
The war couldn't have come at a worse time for the Spurs side. They just won the FA Cup with a spectacular goal from another Argentine, Ricky Villa.
But at the end of the day, everyone was delighted for Ozzy, the little fellow who renamed Tottenham Tottenham.
We had the best team that I played for in Spurs. We were getting Hoddle at his best. Ricky was, after Ricky scored the beautiful goal in Wembley, he was magnificent this year as well. We did really have a very, very good team, and we were winning kind of every game.
In spring 1982, with tensions rising, Ardiles left England to prepare for the World Cup in Spain. But with the shadow of the conflict looming large, Ardiles decided not to return to Tottenham.
Well, everybody connected with the club, from the manager, from the player, and for every supporter. It was very, very nice with me, and I feel that if I come back, it was never to be the same. And at the end I said I never can be playing in a country that is involved with my country.
Are you disappointed not to be returning to Tottenham?
I'm very disappointed that England and Argentina are in war.
It became increasingly difficult dealing with the press on both sides of the war.
I remember when I left England, I said, because I said to my closer friends, Steve Perryman, and Joe Lacy, people in the club, I said, look, I'm pretty sure now there are going to be a lot of things saying that I said something. And they were. I think I was in the front page of the Sun saying I will fight for my country, something like that. Of course, I never said anything like that.
The spotlight fell on a personal tragedy for the Ardiles family.
I have a cousin, Jose. He was a pilot. He was a pilot in the Air Force, and he was killed, yes.
For Ardiles, the loss of life on both sides was hard to take.
How can people fight? And, well, like, the stupidity of the war, of this particular war, and the stupidity of wars. As simple as that. You can see right now in Iraq, for example, why so many people dead. The stupidity of man is as simple as that.
Ricky Villa!
He rejoined Spurs, where his fellow Argentine Ricky Villa had stayed through the war. They decided to try and put the war behind them.
Personally, I feel very proud, with Ricky as well, that we started to build bridges. And suddenly the relationship started to be better and better and better. Suddenly there was the Argentinian ambassador here, English ambassador in Argentina, so things are much more normal right now. In fact, right now are pretty normal.
For a time, politics had shrouded the world of football. But after the ceasefire was declared, perhaps football went some way to repairing the damage done by war. Sarah Penn, BBC News.